This is Wade Vransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Archbishop Oscar Romero, a hero to many Latin Americans and progressive members of the Catholic Church, was declared a saint following years of resistance from influential conservatives. According to economist Brian Erad, only 5% of 3.6 million American households that should be filing forms and paying federal taxes related to household hope are doing so. Erad puts the total federal tax gap for domestic workers, i.e. the amount owed but not paid, at between $3.3 billion and $5.7 billion for 2015. Overall, he says, Americans pay less than one-third of nanny taxes owed, compared with about 82% of all federal taxes owed, according to IRS estimates. Sears filed for bankruptcy in its latest business reversal. Founded shortly after the Civil War, the original Sears Roebuck and Company built a catalog business that sold Americans the latest dresses, toys, build-it-yourself houses, and even tombstones. In their heyday, the company stores, which began to spread across the country in the early 20th century, were showcases for must-have washing machines, snow tires, and furniture. New Jersey's hourly minimum wage will rise to $8.85 next year per hour, up from $8.60. Democratic Governor Phil Murphy's administration announced, but Murphy's pushing for a $15 wage floor. Bank of America, the second largest U.S. lender by assets, reported third quarter net income rose 32% as the bank continued to benefit from a strong economy, higher interest rates, and recent federal corporate tax changes. The attempt by the West Virginia legislature to impeach majority of its judges has been wrought with political charges, but now the acting justice has ruled that the legislature did not follow the rules by omitting a statement of the facts, and the state has a constitutional crisis as well as a political one on its hands. Arkansas has dropped another 4,100 people from its expanded Medicaid program over work requirements that are the subject of a federal lawsuit. In the most competitive House representative races, surprisingly, Democrats have raised $252 million to the Republicans' $172 million. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Vransky, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.